listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Before we dive into some of the local stuff, I want to start with the oversaturation of Dolly Parton yet again. I've been preaching about this. Too much Dolly Parton.
She waited a long time to introduce this, though.
She's got pants now. Yeah. Dolly Parton is hawking her own jeans, which she's calling Jolene's, which is obviously a play on her classic hit, Jolene. They're going to be through Kim Kardashian's label.
Oh, Skims? Now I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, they're going to be able to find
be
them online.
Joe Jeans.
Yes. I thought that too. Yeah, Joe Jeans would have been much better.
What the heck, Dolly?
You can find them at Nordstrom's and online. I guess they're not cheap. It's between $64 and $229.
Oh, geez Louise.
Ranging in sizes from extra small to 5X. Those are probably the 229 pairs.
Yeah.
Dolly says they can make any butt look good. Especially if you've already got a good butt.
Oh.
They are going to look extra great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how jeans work.
And then
she
says, if you just got an okay butt, they'll still look great.
Oh, all right then.
Dolly's all about the booty right now.
Big butts.
So anyway, Jolene's, you can find them at Nordstrom's with the oversaturation of Dolly Parton.
She never turns down a penny, does she?
Oh,
she really
doesn't. I can't believe it took her that long to do that one, though. Like,
well, sometimes it comes to you late in life.
It does. Okay. It does.
She loves denim. Multiple sources are claiming that Kelly Clarkson wants out. She allegedly wants to leave her contract with NBC next year, it sounds like, when it ends.
What?
She wants to spend more time with her kiddos. She's got an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. Sources are saying Kelly's number one priority is her children.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like Dolly Parton, too.
Her show wasn't that great anyway.
No, it was. She's probably the best.
I've never seen one episode of that
show. She's probably the best daytime host because she's so real.
That's not saying much.
No, she is. Like, I watch Kelly Clarkson. I watch Sherry. I watch all the daytime hosts. Kelly is hands down the best. And I saw her talk about something recently, though, like with school and everything, how, like, schools schedule school functions when people are working, right? Like, when your kid has a talent show, it's usually at 10:30 in the morning. And she's like, why do schools do that? It makes it so hard for parents to be able to provide and to be there in person. So, I mean, she was kind of alluding to
Especially if you're Kelly Clarkson.
No, it is hard. Like, she's
it's hard.
A
I don't get
mom.
To see much of anything when it goes
you
on
don't.
At the school with the kids. Luckily, Knick-Knack is able to because she's got a very flexible schedule.
Yeah.
Which is nice because she's there for the honor roll ceremonies and the talent shows and stuff. But
no, that's it.
Especially the media / entertainment industry, you got to be on and on the air and entertaining. And this story's talking about how the show is grueling, essentially, because
they probably shoot,
you know, 5 episodes a day. It's what probably one of those types of situations. But then again, she's probably got a lot of downtime, too.
I was like,
don't
they do that for like 3 months out of the year?
They've got downtime.
Downtime, but she also has a lot of other things going on. When I mentioned that quote that she had, that was from a podcast that she was doing without any makeup, by the way, which is why people love Kelly Clarkson. But yeah, she's always got her hand in something. And so for her to be wanting to take a step back in those prime moments of your kid, I mean, 8 and 10, those are the times when you want to be there. That's when they're, you know,
they're still
creating.
Cute.
Core memories, that's when you create them. So I'm all for it. I'm going to miss her because, again, she's my favorite daytime
You
person.
Were just raving about her
I
yesterday. You were like, she looks so good.
She's so skinny. She looks great.
Get that girl some Dolly Parton jeans.
I love when she does her Kelly-oke, too. That's my favorite part of
that's
her show.
That's a good part.
She's
I like
always
that.
Singing. And
she can
I just
sing
love her.
Literally any song.
She can.
She makes every song sound better.
She does.
She like, should think about a singing career instead of this talk
show
thing.
If this talk show thing really doesn't pan out for
she should start singing.
She did the obvious next step. Kelly-oke thing or whatever you call it with Ariana Grande, who's also one of the best singers of the generation right now. They sounded like two angels singing. It was unbelievable.
That's beautiful.
Two angels straight from heaven.
It was so good.
Two angels
I was like,
with very lonely
crap.
Children.
Yeah. I don't think Ari has any, but
Fox has locked in a massive 4-season renewal for all their animated hits. The Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, American Dad.
Yes!
Like the four biggies. Get this. This will get Simpsons to seasons 37 through 40.
Dang.
That's how long they've
Simpsons
been around.
Simpsons did it.
Family Guy is up there, too. I mean, seasons 24 through 27.
Yeah.
They've been around for a minute, too. So, yeah, obviously, those four shows are massive moneymakers.
Makes me so happy.
For
me, too.
Fox.
Bob's Burgers is
so
like...
Much. Bob's Burgers,
it's
American
so
Dad.
Funny. But all of them.
The
you're
Simpsons,
right.
Like, all of them. You're right.
They say all these shows have over 2,000 episodes if you start combining all of them.
Wow.
That's a lot of content.
That's sad. I've gone through Family Guy like 5 times.
Such a good show.
Really sad.
That's a lot of couch time, Josh.
And one final thing for all the nerds out there. Nintendo announced the launch of their new Switch 2 console during a live stream event. It is coming out June 5th if you're dying to play some new Mario games. It's going to be priced upwards of $500 this time around for a bundle with the new Mario Kart World. It's got almost an 8-inch screen. It's 4K. It's got new magnetic controllers, a voice chat system now. So it looks really good.
Yeah, they're releasing a special edition GameCube controller with it, too, which is really cool because GameCube is what a lot of my generation grew up playing, and they've done nothing with it ever since. I mean, it was the GameCube that was released, and then nothing ever came of it. And so Switch 2 is kind of paying homage with that, and they're releasing a GameCube controller, and that looks cool. Yeah,
yeah, it looks really, the graphics look really good.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of geeking out watching some of the trailers and stuff. I was like, ooh, I might have to get one of those. But then I won't because I love my family, and I don't want to disappear into the basement for 6 hours a day.
I was gonna say, you're a gamer?
Yeah, it's one of those things where if I get onto like a Call of Duty or something, 4 hours will pass, you know, and it's like, I should probably go check
you're
on the children.
they're humans.
Shoot, I have kids.
Live.
You're right.
They're so hungry and thirsty.
Papa. Daddy.
So, yes, I value my family time. So. Probably won't be getting the old Switch, too. Katie, what's going on locally?
Yeah, well, this story came out, and it reminded me of living over in Montrose, Colorado, because North Glen has now decided they are going to limit the number of cats and dogs you can have in a household. So before, you could have as many as you want, and now between cats and dogs you can have 4 total. So a mixture, it doesn't matter, 3 dogs, 1 cat, 2 cats, 2 dogs, it just needs to be 4 total. So if you have more than 4 right now, this is going to officially go into effect August 1st. Your dogs or cats are going to be grandfathered in to this law, but then moving forward, you can only have 4. You do have to fill out a form, though, if you have 4 cats or dogs and you want to keep them, and this new law goes into effect in North Glen. I did put that in our Instagram stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, if you need to fill out that form, if you do have more than 4 cats and dogs, because that's a big deal.
And how are they going to enforce that, though?
Well, because you have to register your cats and dogs, and they'll only let you have 4, and then if you get caught with
more,
how
many people are
going to
register?
That's what I was going to
say. Well, in Montrose, again, like, this happened in a city that I lived in, and at first it was hard to get people to, you know, be able to get on board with it, but then, like, say your dog gets out, right, and the dog catcher picks up your dog, and it isn't registered with the city. Well, now it's going to cost you 3 or 4 times more to register that dog.
And they bring it back to your house, and you've got 7 other dogs.
Exactly.
And, like,
and then you get fined. And so, yeah, like, they were able to really rein it in and make it work for them. So,
and really, who needs more than 4 cats and 4 dogs? That's
animals.
A lot to pay attention to and feed and care for. And once you get to 5, 6, 7, it's, you know, you start worrying about the well-being of the animals at that point.
And in the city of North Glen, the people of North Glen decided this. This isn't something that the, you know, city officials just decided and implemented. People voted on this, and this is what the people in North Glen want. So again,
they want it right meow.
They want it right meow. That's right. So that form, again, on our Instagram page at Jeremy, Katie,
you have more
Josh.
Than 4 cats. You are undateable. dates for you.
No, come on. They're cat lovers out there. And you can,
crazy cat lady stereotype is out there for a reason.
Is that 4
Katie
cats?
Cat.
4 cat living. Hey, you remember that plane that caught fire at DIA, that American Airlines flight?
How can we forget?
Right, as big news, March 13th is when it happened, and already Jerry Admonson of Texas has filed a lawsuit against American Airlines. This isn't shocking, though, right? We kind of figured that this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's a matter of time.
Anytime someone's able to file a lawsuit, it pretty much happens. But he is suing the airline for negligence and misconduct for the way that they acted when all that stuff went down. So, well, let's see. I imagine a lot more people are going to jump on board with filing lawsuits here.
Or jump off board.
As they should. Yeah.
As they should. You're right. I mean, it's definitely an incident where it's going to affect people.
It will. They'll
be
like, I got lung issues now. And,
also,
you know, I can't sleep at night.
You can look at it and say, I'm going to make so much money.
Yeah,
and it's just a money grab,
for
sure. They're
going to get some change, for sure. Yep. Hey, I love this next news because I don't know if I want to say it wholeheartedly because people in this city get mad when I say that I love Carmelo Anthony, but I do. I love Melo. I think he's a great basketball player. He was drafted
by
really the
Nuggets
thing
for you?
Back
like,
in 2003.
You?
Yeah, because he left this city in not the best way, and people will not forget it. But
he brought
the
spotlight to the Denver Nuggets. Like,
he brought those people.
Those people need to settle down.
So many people love the Nuggets because of Carmelo Anthony.
He's the reason why I started watching back in the, I guess, late 2000s at that time. Because the Nuggets were in a dark spot, man. I mean, in the late 90s, they won 11 games in a season.
They
had
to pay us to go to games.
Truly.
Like, they really did.
When he finally came out of Syracuse, I mean, that dude was legend status.
He really was.
It was like, and he was in the same draft class as LeBron. So it was like LeBron, Dwayne
Wade,
and then Carmelo Anthony. And it's like those big three guys, they all had incredible careers.
So why? What's
so
the story?
The reason, okay, so again, he was drafted back in 03. It's also the same year Zoe was born. And I just want to point out, he was my very first interview. The first interview ever did as a broadcaster was with Carmelo Anthony. And he was the nicest guy, like so gracious, treated me with the utmost respect. And I just love him. And he is being elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Naismith Hall of Fame.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I know. It's really big news. So yesterday I saw this story.
He's a first balloter,
He's
too.
He's a first
ballot, first
ballot
is
which
a huge
is just,
deal.
It's huge. And so, like, when I saw this story, it was just sources, so it wasn't confirmed. And then we came in this morning, and Josh told me that it's a thing. So, yay, we're getting excited about it, because he has had a pretty good
I can't control
career.
My excitement.
I mean, he hasn't gotten a ring. I feel like he's one of those players who deserves one, because
he is a great player. No, but he's won gold medals for Team USA, which is
Team
a huge
USA,
deal.
Exactly. So, I just want to give a little clap. Give a little applause for Carmelo Anthony, because there's still love for you in Denver, homie.
There is, and I think
I promise.
The you know, time heals all, and I think now that his career is over, people will be much more gracious to him. Because the longest time, like, he was even speaking out against Joker, and he was like, he shouldn't have number 15.
Shouldn't have number 15.
And so there was some contention there. I mean, there was
a
lot of people that were like, hey, Nicole's better than you are. Sorry,
I know,
buddy.
Yeah,
but
he kind of gets a number better than you.
Yeah,
but
I think now that he's retired and stuff, people will kind of see and be like, okay, yes, he actually brought a lot of positive light to the Denver basketball area, excuse me. And there you go, Jer.
What else you got?
Well,
what's next?
I just say again, Melo, here are your
congrats,
flowers.
Congrats, Melo.
That's exciting.
So we talked about this alluding to the autographed portrait. It's at Roxborough State Park. There is an autographed picture of Conan O'Brien hanging up in Roxborough State Park out there in Littleton.
Where?
And it's so I guess it's like right there
tree.
At the entrance. Yeah, like when you go, when you roll into one of the entrances there at the park, it's just hanging up. And it honestly looks like how we were talking about the presidential pictures at the Capitol. That's what it looks
like. So it's
like
framed,
to me.
Like
it is
framed
and
signed.
And it is signed.
Was
and
he
so,
here?
So here's the story. So the Roxborough folks out there, apparently they've had a lot of turnover out at the national park. So they don't know the person who worked there when it happened no longer
it's
works
gone,
there.
Though.
So they reached out to Conan O'Brien because they're like, we just need to know the backstory on this picture. Like, did you come to Roxborough State Park? Have you been to Colorado? Are you a fan? Is that
this.
Why it's here?
This is something I would totally do if I was a massive national celebrity.
You would just randomly
I would
send
randomly
your autograph.
Leave. No, if I was at any location, I would just randomly leave a framed picture
of
myself autographed. Just so people could be like, what the hell?
The story, a lot of people kind of wanted something like that. Like Conan was just traveling through the Old West and decided to hang up his picture out at Roxborough State Park. But they reached out to him and apparently he has no idea how it got there. He's like, I don't remember ever being there. I don't recall making a stop at this specific place in Colorado, but his assistant was there and she was like, do you know how many times people ask me for your autograph and I send them a picture of your autograph?
Okay.
So they think somebody that she actually sent this signed portrait to Roxborough State
just
Park.
A prankster
and
now.
They had it framed and that's the story.
It just says
again,
to the park rangers.
Exactly.
Best
to the
Conan
park
O'Brien.
Rangers.
I love it. I love this.
It's back when he was
so
bearded
funny.
Conan too. So
yes.
He's got a nice little beard going.
So it's been there for a minute, and again, the story is
so silly. I
he
love
has
it.
No idea.
To the park rangers.
Yeah, but if you want to go
good.
See it, again, it's out at Roxborough State Park.
We'll post it on our Facebook.
Yeah, we'll get a picture
like,
up
to
there
to the
for
park
you.
People. There you go.
To the park people. May you have many parks.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, and then, yeah, we talked about the home opener being tomorrow. We're going to be out at the Chop House.
Oh,
you
now I can really play this.
See us.
Woo!
It's going to be a great time. Yesterday, actually, or maybe the day before, sometime this week, they painted the stripe down Blake Street. So the tradition that's been going on since 1995.
Mayor Mike was out there in his pantsuit.
He was painting it. Yeah, Mayor Mike Johnston. So
in his painting suit,
he was
like, what other pantsuit is
all
there?
Decked out. He had on the highlighted vest or the highlighter vest and everything. So, yeah.
He's got that jacket that he wears all the time.
All
it's that
the
aviator-looking jacket,
like the bomber jacket.
With the fleece or whatever it is around the neck.
Yeah.
The sheep's wool.
Yes.
When you got a good
why
change
it? Is
it
a good look?
I
don't think it's a good look.
It's funny because
he looks
like
a poser.
I noticed he had that same look in a few different pictures, and I was wondering
if he was going for. I'm from Colorado. Look.
Yeah, like sheepskin.
And it was weird because I saw him putting on the painting suit, and he kept the jacket on with it.
You're like,
so he put the
odd.
Painting suit on over the jacket, and I was like, that is not a good look either.
Yeah,
he needs a different. We need to get him a stylist.
Yeah.
Somebody.
He
a wardrobe person.
Yeah.
He needs a new jacket.
You need an upgrade, Mayor Johnston.
Bro. Get a new jacket, bro.
You need a glow up. But yeah, you'll see that purple stripe. It's from 19th to 23rd, I think, in support of the Rockies.
Maybe
Go
you'll
Rockies!
See it. It might be covered in snow.
I know. We don't know what the weather's.
No, we do know what the weather's.
We do.
Well,
but
it's
snowy. They say that it's not supposed to snow until the game starts. We'll be a couple of innings in. So leading up to it, like when we're out there at Chop House from 10 to 2 out there in downtown Denver, it should be okay. A little cold, but you should be able to come and show your Rockies pride.
Yay!
Go Rockies!
Go Rockies!
I have a black ski jacket, so I guess I'll fit in.
Is that what you're
Rockies
wearing?
Some Rockies colors.
There you go.
Yeah. Probably my mixed hoodie.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick, we got a minute. Give that shout out to that the best place to work here in Colorado.
Oh, yes. We have the best place to work. A Colorado company was recognized as one of the best in the country. The Fortune 100 list says PCL Construction is number 91, and that is a completely employee-owned company. So
that's rad.
They make themselves happy over there at PCL
Construction.
What's
going on at PCL? Yeah. Everybody's so chipper.
Well, they have employees all across the nation. I guess they have a really good benefits package. And again, because it's employee owned, they have a lot of input on how it's ran. And yeah, I think that is a good look for them. And
they only work 3 days a week.
This is not the first, I know, right? This isn't the first time they've made the Fortune 100 list. And they also make the Colorado list, just the strict Colorado list, quite often. So they're in the top 10 or 20 on that list, too. So
with
it's a pretty
company,
good place to work.
You probably get to wear hard hats and orange vests all day, too.
Exactly.
Which is
I'd be pretty happy
good
with that.
Look. That's a really good look.
Good look
better
for
than
you.
That bomber jacket. Right on. There you go, guys. There's your trending report. You're up to date on everything that's going on. There's the mayor on TV right now with that goofy jacket on. There he is. There he is. Get that guy a new jacket.